And welcome to the Lispy Gopher Show with Screwtape, everybody. That was me ruining your fond memories of Lithium Flower, which that's my little tribute to MNW's absolutely great remix of the theme from Serial Experiments Lane. Another robot futuristic-y anime from the 90s, I think. So today I'm trying to pre-record half an hour of stuff, and then after that half hour I'm planning to call, not really call in, I'm going to switch to trying to stream live, and I think I have a strategy that will, that won't break sound IO like happened the other time. So just for the first half hour, though, I'm going to be intermixing this weird music whose nature I will reveal presently, or later, with my vlog updates for the past week. The Gopher.club vlogosphere has been pretty good, but let's listen to some more weird music. I'm Some of DJ Leong's mix from earlier, which I always love listening to. What's happening is, if you remember, we were trying to do all this lispy, fast Fourier transform stuff, and I was meant to keep working on it last week when I had lots of spare time, but I didn't do anything useful last week. But this week, what I'm doing is... Lisp aside, I'm just doing a fast Fourier transform on 4096. That's a power of two, right? 4096 length strides through a WAV file for each channel separately. And all that I'm doing here is a Fourier transform. And then I'm just calling Alexandria rotate some distance on that Fourier space signal, which has weird effects. My resolution for this week, I have to actually do some math so I can reason about what's happening. Like is 4096 long enough for the Fourier transform? Because as many people on comm know about the Fourier transform. They know lots of stuff. There's only information, new information in the bins of a Fourier transform below the Nyquist frequency, which is kind of halfway through the Fourier transform, I guess, there. Try and talk more about that if I remember to when I'm alive later. On the phlogosphere, tinsmith, generally regarded as safe. There's there's nothing visible there. So as long as there's nothing invisible that's dangerous, I guess that was safe. R.S. Doyle, who had SGF as the server in all of their entries instead of SDF, has fixed that, and I'm able to get into the flog, and it was as interesting and promising as I had dreamed that it might be. At the moment, so it's somebody named Robert's Ramblings. If you go back a little bit, he's talking about getting back into Gopher space. Seems to be a Golang developer, talking about Rust a little bit. The last few entries have been about Oberon language, which I've heard of somewhere. I think it was like an academic project language. And it looks like Robert's thinking about implementing or updating Oberon. And so these posts are about like fixed byte lengths for different types, like how many bytes should an integer be and what should a character be. And I just noticed that in this entry, you know, Robert is saying, well, should a char be, or char, whatever we should say there, should a char be an 8-bit byte? Should it be 16 bits? Should it be 32 bits? What about UTF-8? And throwing UTF-8 in there is a real curveball, as we all know, because there's no way to decipher a UTF-8 string if you don't know where it begins, unless you're not allowing like double rune. What can I say about UTF-8 Unicode encoding here? As long as there aren't entities longer than 64. Actually, it would probably still work. So I think you normally like blow up UTF-8 into how many bits? 64 bits? Is that, you know, I don't know anything about text, as is becoming increasingly clear. You blow them up into a rune that's basically big enough to handle whatever, because you have no idea how long a given character in UTF-8 Unicode encoding is going to be. All right, let's go back to music, and I'm going to stop stuttering about topics I don't know very much about.
Thank you.
And oh, that was me absolutely ruining Stacy's mom as by Fountains of Wayne, as the case may be. Which, so I think that since I'm calling Alexandria rotate, actually when bits fall off one end of the list, they appear on the other. So frequencies are appearing in the wrong place, and I think that if a low frequency wraps around somehow to a higher frequency, that probably changes the energy of that stride, or the power of that stride rather, which will make it a lot louder, which I think was happening there. Anyway, back in the Phlogosphere, Jinx has posted something, and I always look forward to Jinx's writing. I say that a lot, but I enjoy Jinx's writing a lot. And Jinx's post is kind of uplifting, which is always nice. Jinx is between